On this episode of Watch Time, we're going to be wrapping up our series on user-generated content. We'll be talking about production and post-production right after this. Welcome back to Watch Time, everybody. Well, our third installment of the user-generated content series. Thanks for coming back, Josh.
Hey, thanks for having me. It took me a while to get here.
Well, you know, it was a long, long time since that last episode. Yeah. Actually, probably was a long time since that last episode.
I think it's been a month, honestly.
Oh, okay. And I've decided to come formal today, so, you know, I figured...
Looking real snazzy, by the way.
We're going to be, thank you. You know, we figure we're talking about, you know, production and post-production for user-generated content, so... Got to look the part, right?
Yeah.
Look like I'm camera ready.
New year, new bill.
That's it. New year, new bill. I'll take it. So, you know, if everyone hasn't been following along so far, go back, watch the last two episodes. We really just are covering, you know, the importance of creating your own content or getting content from other sources such as customers or even employees of your company and having this user-generated content, not only relying on a video production company such as ourselves. And, you know, the first one we kind of talked about why. Like, why do you even need this? Mm-hmm. And we really just addressed, you know, some misconceptions, some beliefs that we have as a company and what we try, kind of, I guess, try to preach to our clients. And then the last one was really about planning, which is arguably one of the most important parts of any production is planning anything, and pre-production.
Yeah. Anything in general, honestly.
What I just want to do with all these topics is just give all of our viewers and listeners kind of like just a high level, like, what are some important things they should think about, you know, if they're using their phone, if they are maybe buying like a cheaper, maybe prosumer camera, like what are some considerations they want to think about when actually, I guess, shooting with a camera or picking a camera?
Well, for user-generated content, it doesn't necessarily have to have the highest production level. So, you know, if you have your phone... You might just want to use that, you know?
Use the camera you have.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the saying? Like, the best camera to have is the camera that you have on you.
Yes.
And we always have our phone on us. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, you know, get some lenses or something, I know Moment is a company that produces lenses for phones, and you got to get a special case. And they do, I used to own some, they do kind of give your footage a little bit more of a pop. They can add a little bit of, like, blurriness, that bokeh. Mm-hmm. into the footage. You can use, obviously you can use, if you use an Apple, you can use, like, you know, their internal video camera application, or you can download like a third party. I'm trying to think.
CamPro is one that we've used.
CamPro is one that we used. Or like Filmic Pro, which is like a really, it takes a little bit of learning. Like, it's not as intuitive as the Apple camera app, but you can set your shutter, you can set your ISO. It offers a lot more features for your phone.
Well, I think that's like CamPro, I know, does that as well. Because, like, that's one thing I would say for people that are watching and listening. Like, if, you know, like, if you want a little more control, and by a little more control, like, you know, with the built-in Apple settings, you may notice if you have tried to record some stuff, like, it may come out kind of orange, or maybe it's like a little dark, but you actually want it to be brighter.
Yeah,
you have more control over that, I guess, in a less technical sense. You can kind of set the white balance, you can kind of make it a little brighter, you can even control, like, I guess, your background. Some of them will let you actually create that blurred background that you were talking about.
Yeah.
So there are some options there. I would say one thing about the iPhone, and I assume it's the same for a lot of Androids, is really just that, like, the fact that, like, there's those three cameras now on most of the phones. I feel like most phones are coming with three cameras.
Yeah.
So you do have the ability to shoot a wide angle, a tight shot, you know, a standard shot. So there's a lot I feel like you can really do with that camera. Not to say, though, you know, if you are saying, like, hey, I use this, you know, to talk on, I'm using taking this with me, I want to have a setup it's ready to go, that's just there, I want to record in my office all the time, like, there are other cameras out there. You can put them in automatic and maybe not use manual if you're not familiar with it. I would just caution everybody, do your research, you know, jump on YouTube.
Yeah, don't just go out and buy something and not know how to use it.
Don't go to the camera store or to your local Best Buy or something and say, I just need a camera. And what they're going to do is they're going to try and sell you the latest and greatest. Yeah. And you're going to get frustrated. I would do that research. Or honestly, like, you know, if you're watching this, like, call us. Like, feel free to email me and just be like, hey, you know, what do you recommend for someone who doesn't know, you know, how to use a camera yet?
Yeah, and we've done that. You know, we've done that with, we do that with other organizations. I know OTOA comes to mind.
Yeah.
Pat from OTOA, he's a great friend of the show, great friend of the company, and he came to you and asked, you know, he wants to do a podcast. He asked, you know, what should I get? And you ran through all the details with him, and he listened. You know, that's the best part, is that he came to you. You told him and he listened.
It could be as simple as, I just need a camera, or I guess in Pat's case, like, you know, they really want to like produce their own podcast in house, and you know, how do I do that? So we can really help with a variety of those things. So I'd say, you know, do some research, or don't be afraid to ask. And if you don't want to ask me because maybe you're like, hey, I know somebody else, like ask somebody you know, and if, and they should be pretty decent with you and say, hey, let me give you some insight and point you in the right direction. So camera's key. Get something that's easy to use, doesn't have to be the best. Easy to use, that you're going to use regularly. And then moving from the camera, I'd say the next big thing to really consider is stabilizers. So like tripods. Don't try and just like do one of these things where you're just like, let me talk to myself. That's okay for a quick thought, but if you're going to be shooting a lot of stuff and you want it to be a little more professional, a little more uniform, get yourself a good stabilizer.
Yeah, DJI, they sell like a pretty cheap, I think it's about $150, the DJI Osmo.
Okay.
And they have one for, you know, phones. I used to use it all the time when I did comedy.
I think Zhuin has one. There's quite a few out there that you can kind of look into. I think even like just going on Amazon and looking for just even a tripod and a state, like a phone holder for like your office or something. If you're going to do something where you're setting it up and just leaving it there.
Yeah, yeah. Tripod, I think that's like, you know, day one. And you should absolutely have one.
They're affordable. I mean, you can get one for like $25.
Even if they're just junky plastic, too. You don't have to get the best top of the line because it's going to hold a phone. It's not going to hold.
Yeah. You're not trying to run on location. You're not, you know, carrying bigger cameras, things like that. And honestly, you're probably not even going to pack it up that often if it's something where you're leaving it and it's just set up. I'd say lighting is another thing I know we, you know, really consider. Doesn't have to be a ton of light. Just have some type of light.
Yeah, LED. Some type of LED light, lightweight. I know you can get like cages that fit the phone, your phone as well, and then you can also attach a light to it or a microphone, you know? So it's like things to consider.
Or even just considering, like, if you, before you even buy a light, I would even look at the room you're going to be in, like make sure there's no overhead, like hi-hat or anything like type of light in, like that's built into your ceiling directly over your head, so it gives you a glow. Try turning some lights on, or recognize. Yeah. Try turning some lights on. Get your camera set up. See what it looks like. Because there's a good possibility that you may not need a ton of light. You may just need another small light to just push a little bit more towards you.
Maybe a little
you
bit can of go, fill.
You can go get something. So start with turning your lights on. Make sure there's nothing overhead, nothing blown out behind you, no windows behind you, and then go from there. So I'd say that's a big. Thing about, what about audio for people? Like, what would your recommendation be? Like,
it well, okay, your phone camera audio is good enough, but like, say you're outside and it's really windy, that's gonna overpower your voice. So definitely get a like a, at least a tiny little microphone.
Yeah,
that could maybe attach. If you have an iPhone, you have to get a lightning to
a little adapter. For there.
What is it? Auxiliary adapter.
Yeah.
But if you have Android, you could just, you know, go right into the headphone jack and make sure it has what's called a dead cat. It's like a little fuzzy little cover for your microphone that you can put on, and that will kind of muffle. It'll kill some of that wind noise.
I'd say at the very least, that's probably like a good thing to just throw in your bag, because you never know, especially if you're like, you're going to be traveling and you like, if it's a job, like you have a job where you want to go and show what you're doing, you want to at least have that. Maybe even like consider if that's not something you want to do and you're like, hey, I want to use like a lavalier. There's cheap lavaliers out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can just clip it on, plug it into your phone, and you can walk around, and now it's closer to your mouth. So that's an option.
We use the Zoom F2s, which are, I think they're, if you get the Bluetooth version, about $220, and you don't even have to monitor them because they record in 32-bit float, and it's like having a professional studio.
So that's another thing too. If you guys are like confused, like do your research. Just don't go buy a mic. Don't go buy lights. Like, see what this equipment, because it does get expensive after a while. See what this equipment is that you're going to need. research it. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to help people create DIY content. Reach out to us, reach out to other videographers, you know, or people that are in marketing. If they have like their own like team in house that does helps with user generated content, they can help you with that as well. One thing I did want to touch on in equipment is just format. I think a lot of people are just ready to hit record, and I think maybe they should understand that there's 4K and HD format, maybe the benefits to both, if you want to kind of touch on.
Well, depending on how much storage you have on your phone, HD might be the way to go, because 4K is going to fill your phone up really fast. Also, a thing to consider is like frames per second.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because I think phones come standard 60 frames per second.
It has 24 or 2, or you could do 30.
You can, but I think like they just come standard setup,
they
like
have to
default.
Go into
yeah, you have to go into the settings and change to either 24, 30, or 60. 60 is going to be like, it's going to look more realistic.
Yes.
Whereas 24 is going to kind of look, you know, more cinematic. It's still on a phone, so it's not going to be exactly a one for one exchange, but.
Well, and just so everyone knows, I just wanted to check and see, like, if you're using an iPhone, it's probably similar for Android. Just go into your settings, go to camera, and you could see what your settings are set to. Like, I set mine to HD 30 frames per second. I don't need 4K. I don't want to take up all that space. The benefits to 4K, I will say, is if, for example, you're shooting something, you're a little further away.
You get a little bit of room to zoom in. Not on a phone because the sensor's small. It's you don't
but
really
you
get as
a
much.
Zoom.
Yeah, but you get a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit of zoom. So consider that if you want to zoom in, or if you're like not sure about your framing and you want to be able to reframe it a little bit, 4K may be the move. But yeah, it looks like 30 frames per second is standard for HD on an iPhone, at least my version that I have. 24 frames per second is only for 4K. That's more cinematic. That's if you want it to look more like film. And 60 frames per second is the option. There are slow-mo recording options on here. I have mine set to HD at 240 frames per second. So something to think about, like if you are trying to record some footage of something happening and you want it in slow motion, for example, like, I don't know, like let's say you work in an industry that creates engines and you're working with pistons and you want to slow the pistons down and show like how they actually work. This is something you could do on your phone and try and show that and slow it down. So there's an option for you. You can do that. But there are a lot of things on here I've noticed. I mean, you can actually get a little bit more advanced with your iPhone than I thought. You can put grids on. So if you want to look at the grids on your phone and see like framing things up, what looks good. You can mirror your front camera. So if you want to mirror your front camera and make it a little easier for you, that's a possibility as well. There's lens correction, smart HDR. There's a lot of things you can do. So I would say, I know this has been the theme of this, but do a little bit of research and see what makes sense for you. We've kind of given you some things to think about before you just open up your phone app and hit record, because there are things you should consider. I don't want you to just hit record and go. This goes back to that planning that we talked about in the last episode. What do you need? Do you need HD? Do you have the room? You know, do you need slow motion? Like, you need to know that in advance so you can make those decisions, not on the fly, but ahead of time.
Exactly.
One thing I wanted to talk about, still in production, we're moving closer to post-production and talking about editing, because I feel like that's kind of the intimidating part as well. And you kind of already touched on this, but inside versus outside, things to consider, not just from the noise perspective, but even from the video perspective. And I have a couple things to I wrote down here that we can touch on. One is weather. One is people. And then one, obviously, is noise, which you addressed already. But maybe talking about...
I would say light as well.
Yeah, light. That kind of plays into weather, I guess. Maybe time of day.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm thinking weather-wise, and if you want to add to this too, feel free. I just thinking weather, like, consider the fact, going back to planning... You know, if you're going to go shoot outside, is it going to rain? Is it cloudy?
Yeah, that's...
Is it windy? I mean, like, to your point, windy, that affects the audio. You know, like, just, you know, if it just don't go, hey, we're going to shoot that outside, do our own user-generated content, or have somebody do it for us, or they're going to shoot it outside, and...
And you didn't check the weather, and then you show up, and...
We do it all... We have to check the weather all the time. Like, we're always... We have a shoot coming up. If it's outside, we're checking the weather every single day leading up to that, sometimes twice a day, morning, afternoon, so we can get back to people and say, hey, we have to move this. So it's something to think about. People. I think people is a big thing. Like, I feel like having a lot of people in your shot could affect, you know, the
what you're focusing on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, they create more noise. Also, you know, depending on where you're at, if it's not a public place, do you have the ability to use this person's likeness?
Yeah. Or, you know, you're filming something and then someone stands right in front of your camera and blocks you, you know? That happens all the time. It
happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are just some additional considerations. I felt like, think about this. This is important. We're not going to touch on noise because you already addressed the noise issue.
Mm-hmm.
But these are just things to think about for production. And then kind of like going to the getting into the end of this segment and what to think about. I just want to talk about editing for a little bit. And just, I want to talk about, I guess, one thing I really want to hit on is pro versus DIY. And the reason I want to hit on that is just because you shoot your own footage doesn't mean you have to edit it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I really like to get across to our clients. I know we've done some stuff for them like that, but don't think like, well, I'm going to create my own content, so I have to learn how to edit, but it's time consuming, so I can't do it. Well, reach out to a company like us or other companies out there. There are colleges with students that are looking for opportunities. Depending,
and they will be thrilled.
Oh yeah, whatever you can give them. I mean, you want to talk a little bit about that, like pro versus DIY, maybe like I guess like what are the benefits to?
Well, you're gonna have fresh eyes. You're gonna have someone who wasn't there for the production, and they're going to maybe see things from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, obviously, you have your plan that you've written down in the beginning, and you kind of you know. Can relate that to them so they know exactly where this video needs to go, but then they might add a little bit extra to it that you didn't think of, and now you have a good video become a great video.
Yeah, I think that's key. Like, I think, well, you can also, if you're using a pro, for example, or somebody who has professional tools that knows how to use them, maybe they're not quite a pro yet, they're learning, you could still shoot what you're shooting with your phone, but if your light is not quite right, if your color's not quite there, they can help you with those things. I do think the benefit to DIY is you are involved in the whole process, and sometimes that can be important if you know the story and it's easy for you to, you have that vision and you want to bring it home, that's helpful. So there's
options. And you save money.
You do save money, you lose time. So just, it's kind of pick your poison with that. You know, what do you have? More money, more time. You have to really think about it from that perspective. If you do a DIY, a couple programs to think about is CapCut. It's free.
Yeah.
You can actually edit things on there. There's templates. You could drop photos and video in. Adobe Rush, if you have the Adobe Suite, that's something to consider. That's an editing on your phone, so you don't have to take it to the computer. If you're doing something for social media and it's quick and you like, hey, you know, I just want to tell a story about what we did today at our project. You can cut these things together on your phone at the end of the day and have it for the following day or for that evening.
Mm-hmm.
Another option, go live. People don't think about that enough. But you can go live. You're out there. You want to tell a story, go live and tell a story. People are forgiving. It doesn't have to be edited. It's live. They're okay with it. They know it's you on your phone.
iMovie, if you're on an iPhone.
Yeah, you could use iMovie. Another thing to think about is... just doing things in one shot. You know, I feel like if, depending on the situation, I said earlier, you know, not doing this thing too much, but there's a time and place to just, hey, let me tell you about what we're doing here. And you start talking about it and you say, okay, and then you flip your camera around and then you show somebody, here's what we're doing. You can see this here. You can see that there. And sometimes that's all you need, a little show and tell. I think the goal and what we're really trying to get across to people in my eyes, and I mean, you tell me what you think, is especially for social media video, you're not looking for perfection, but you are looking to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key to it all. You just don't want to throw random stuff up there.
Yeah. Really, it's all about just, you know, getting your brand recognized and speaking directly to the people. It's free marketing.
Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful. This is us kind of wrapping the series up. And, you know, hopefully you've gained a lot out of this. If you do have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email. If you go to our website, to our watch time page, you can also submit questions. If there's a topic you want us to dive into a little bit more, we're happy to do that. If you want to send us just a message and say, hey, can you elaborate on this? I just have a question. It doesn't have to be a podcast. We're happy to do that and jump on a call and talk with you. But really hope that you got a lot out of this. Planning is key. I feel like that's the big takeaway from all this. planning, always. Everything comes down to it.
Always.
So, for sure. Well, Josh, thank you for joining me again today, and thank you for being on the series with me. I'm sure this was not necessarily a super exciting topic for us, where we're talking about the gear and like the nitty gritty of the story.
Every time we talk about this, it's super exciting, Bill. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a super exciting time.
I hope you guys had a lot of fun.
So thanks, guys, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Watch Time. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
And remember to like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes.
And if you want your question answered on our podcast, go to flexmediacle.com/watchtime.